Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Terrell for CCR to House Bill 1252.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1252 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Department of Public Safety.
Representative Terrell, you're recognized to explain the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 1252 contains the appropriations for the Department of Public Safety. Particularly draw your attention to Section 1 of that bill that allocates an additional $2.5 million to avoid any trooper furloughs this year, which I'm also particularly proud. Move adoption.
Questions on the CCR? There is a question. Representative Morissette, you're recognized.
Representative Terrell, is there any money in this budget coming from the federal government and the stimulus package for public safety?
There are two different questions there that you ask. Are there federal dollars? The answer is yes. Are there stimulus dollars? The answer is not that I'm aware of.
Follow up.
Maybe you can clarify for us. I thought in the area of public safety that there was money coming in to supplement Department of Public Safety. Can you explain what's going on with those monies?
There are certainly discretionary federal stimulus dollars that are available for public safety. Representative Moore said, I'm not sure that those were the funds that were used to plug this hole. That they may very well have been. I don't know that for sure. There are also separate funds for public safety that are in the form of grants that really are handled outside this process.
Representative Glenn Bud Smithson, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker. I asked Representative Liebman earlier when we was dealing with the military budget, and I admire really and truly all the committee chairmen this year who've worked on budgets because I know you've had a tough road to hold. Everybody has. But if I find a little bit of money in that bucket to help make the military whole, if there's a little extra over, left over, would you help me put it in DPS?
I'd be for your deal.
All right.
Representative Ritz, for a question, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, are you aware that we're going to have to cancel a Highway Patrol Academy next year because of the shortage and the funds being diverted to Mercury Marine and other OETA and things like that?
Well, Representative Ritz, let me address the Trooper Academy because that is something that actually isn't really a laughing matter. It's a fairly serious matter. It's not something that's unusual, you should know. It's something that's happened during the last budget shortfall that we had during the last economic downturn. That's something that really is at the discretion of the commissioner, meaning that the money for the Trooper Academy is in this bill. But the truth of the matter is that in order to avoid trooper furloughs, we've decided, I think the commissioner has decided in consultation with the folks around this building to forgo having a trooper academy. There haven't been as many retirements this year. Frankly, if we replaced them with some new troopers, not sure that we could pay for them in this budget environment anyway. So it just makes good economic sense, I think, at least at the present time, not to do the Trooper Academy. It could put us in a potentially bad situation later. So it's a fairly serious matter, but that was a call of the commissioner.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Terrell moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption respond by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1252 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Department of Public Safety.
Representative Terrell moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Pro Tem Steele votes aye. Representative Walker votes aye. Representative Watson votes aye. Representative Murphy votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. For the last time from his desk. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Osborne votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Christian votes aye. Representative Carey, did you vote? Representative Kiesel votes aye. 30 seconds, members. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, chair is preparing to close. Representative Pittman, Shoemake, Russolo, McCaffrey, Nations, do you care to vote? Clerk, clear the vote.
95 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the bill to have passed. Representative Terrell Nass, the vote on the bill will be the vote on the emergency without objection. That'll be the order to declare the vote.
95 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.